Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. And I want all the little ones to look at me. Just look at me. I want you to just pay attention for a little bit, okay? Actually, I want you to pay attention until I get done. And all the big ones too, all right? I want you all just to look at me and pay attention until I get done. It's right for children to obey their parents. And we as parents ought to take the Bible and teach our children that it's right for them to obey. We ought to take the Bible and we ought to show them that it was important to God. It is important to God for children to obey and honor their parents. So important that he made it one of the Ten Commandments. In Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, the Bible says, "Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee." You see, that's a command with a promise. The command is that we honor our parents, and obeying them is part of honor. And God says that if we'll do that, he'll let us live a long time upon this earth. He'll give us long life. And so we ought to teach them the Bible verses, and there's many of them in the Bible that tell children to obey their parents. We ought to take the Bible and we ought to show them examples in the Bible of children that did obey their parents. Joseph was a good example of a young person, of a child that obeyed his parents. Timothy was another good example. And even Jesus, when Jesus was a little boy and he lived at home with Joseph and Mary, the Bible says that he submitted himself to them. Even though he was God, even when he was a little boy, he still obeyed his mom and dad. And the Bible says that that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to honor and obey our parents. We ought to teach them songs that teach that same thing. I think it was last week we sang the obedience song. Obedience is the very best way to show that we believe. Doing exactly what the Lord commands, doing it happily. Action is the key. Do it immediately. Joy you will receive. Obedience is the very best way to show that we believe. Sometimes I think we don't do the whole job as parents. And tonight, I want to just take a couple minutes, and I want to teach us all, because I think adults need to be reminded of this, especially when it comes to the commands of God, as well as children need to be reminded of it when it comes to the commands that their moms and their dads give them. And so I'm going to speak on the subject, obedience. And tonight I want to teach you what obedience is. I think there's five things to obedience. Obedience number one is doing what you're told. Obedience number two is doing it the way that you're told. Obedience number three is getting the whole job done. Obedience number four is doing it immediately. And obedience number five is doing it with the right attitude. Now, I've often found that in order to make points with children and with adults, that it's best to illustrate those points. And so tonight, we invited one of Chantel's cousins to come and help illustrate that point. Now, this is a young girl, and she's kind of shy, okay? So shy, she hasn't even been in the auditorium yet. Her name is Wilma Jean. And we're going to have to call her to get her to come in, okay? So when I count to three, one, two, three, I want us all to call out her name. Her name is Wilma Jean, okay? You ready? Help me. One, two, three. Wilma Jean! Wilma Jean, are you out there? She's shy. We're going to have to do it one more time, okay? You ready? Got to help me. This as loud as you can. One, two, three. Wilma Jean! Oh, there she is. Come on in here, Wilma Jean. Take the book down. Nobody will bite. Everybody likes to see you. We like to have visitors. And I want you to come right up here, would you? Come right up here. Wilma Jean, it's good to have you tonight. Hi. I'm glad you can come. And see, I want you to help me teach all these little kids and all these big kids about obedience. Will you help me do that?
Sure.
Okay. Here, now I got to have a job for you to do, right? Okay. So I'm gonna create a job. Now, we shouldn't do this in church most of the time, but we're just going to do this for pretend tonight. So I'm just going to put some garbage around the platform up here, and what your job is to pick up those papers. Okay, now you're going to dust first. Okay, is to pick up those papers. And so what I want you to do, if you're going to be obedient, I want you to go pick up all those five pieces of papers. Okay, would you do that for me? Wilma Jean, what are you doing?
I'm dusting.
You're dusting?
Yeah.
Is it dusty?
Yeah.
Is it? She just made that up, Diane. It's not really dusty. Let me ask you tonight. Is dusting a good thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good to dust every now and then, right? Get the dust off and keep everything clean. But is Wilma Jean being obedient?
No.
Because she was supposed to pick up the paper. Wilma Jean, come back here. That was good that you dusted. But see, obedience is doing what you're told. Okay? And even though she did something good, I mean, some people might think of this story that we read about Saul. God sent him to this place. And he said, I want you to kill everybody. I want you to kill all the people. I want you to kill all the animals. And Saul, he went and he killed most everybody except the king, and he killed most of the animals, but he says, hey, we're going to bring the best ones back, and we're going to sacrifice them to God. Now, sacrificing to God is a good thing, but it's not a good thing when God told you to kill the whole, every animal. And Wilma Jean, dusting is pretty good, but it's not being obedient because you didn't do what I told you to do. Now here, let me try it again, okay? I want you to go pick up all five of those pieces of paper, and here's the way I want you to do it. I want you to start over there and pick up that one, and then that one, and then that one, and then that one, and then that one. Okay? You got it?
Got it.
Okay, go. Okay, now let me ask you, just a minute, before you start clapping, was she obedient? She did what she was supposed to do, right? She picked up the paper, but didn't I tell her to start over there, and then over there, and then over there, and then over there, and over there, and what did she do? She started over there, and then over there, and over, here, give me that paper. You're not helping me, Wilma Jean. You're supposed to do what I tell you to do in the way that I tell you to do it. Now, I know sometimes when we're children, we think we have a better idea. Dad tells us to do something in a certain way, and we say, oh, I know better than Dad. I'm going to do what he told me to do, but I'm going to do it in a different way. And let me just say to all the kids tonight, most of the time, in fact, 99.999%, your daddy is smarter than you are. And your mama is smarter than you are. You might find one time in a million times, and you may be a teenager before you get to this point, where you might know a little bit more than mom and dad. But they know, and when they tell you to do something, not only do they want you to do what they told you to do, but they want you to do it in the way that they tell you to do it. Okay? Now, Wilma Jean, we're going to try again. Okay? And this time, I want you to start over there. I want you to pick up that one, and that one, and that one, and that one, and that one. You got to do the whole job, okay? Don't quit before you get done. So I want you to do what I said. I want you to do it in the order that I said, and I want you to do the whole job. You got it?
Okay.
Oh, now remember, all these little kids are watching you. You're just setting a really bad example. I should have had Chantel help me instead of you.
She's smart.
She's smart. That's right. She's
and
very
pretty.
And pretty. That's right. Okay. Okay. So start over there, 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 and there. You got it? Okay, go. Let's see if she does it, gets it right this time. Well, she picked up the right one there. She got... Finished? What do you mean you're finished?
I got the papers.
What about those two?
They're okay.
No. No. Well, she did what I sort of told her to do, and she did it in the order, but did she do the whole job? No, she left two. Wilma Jean, this is really not very good. Now, we're going to have to, we just got to get this right. All these little kids are watching you, and we got to get this right. We got to, you got to do what I say. You got to do it in the way that I say it. You got to do it the whole, you got to do the whole job, and I want you to do it immediately when I tell you. Now, you got it?
Got it.
Now, we're running out of time, and pretty soon these kids are going to go home, and they're not going to know what it is to obey. Okay? You got it?
Got it.
Okay, go. What are you doing?
Reading the book.
Reading the book? What about picking up the paper?
I'll get to them.
What do you mean you'll get to them?
One more page, I'll be done.
How many times do we tell God that same thing? God, I know what you want me to do, and I will do it. But I'm sort of tied up right now. I'll get to it just as soon as I can. See, being obedient is not only doing what you're told in the way you're told, doing the whole job, but it's doing it immediately. And it's doing it with a good attitude. Now, Wilma Jean, this is your... I don't know how many more chances I can give you. You've just got to start over here. You got to pick up every piece of paper, and I want you to do it right this time. You got it?
Got it.
With a good attitude.
Yes.
Okay, go.
Why do you even throw paper?
Time out! Time out! Was that a good attitude? Now, I know none of the little kids in this room have ever done any job. I gotta do this job. I don't know why mom and dad tell me to do this stuff. You've never done that, have you? Remember, you're in church, tell the truth. Huh? Wilma Jean, let me have those papers. We're going to try one more time to get it right. All right? Now listen, you know, we practiced this. We practiced. You gotta do what I tell you. You gotta do it in the way that I tell you. You gotta do the whole job. You gotta do it immediately, and you gotta be happy when you do it. Okay?
Okay.
It's your last chance.
Okay.
We gotta get it right. We gotta show these little kids what it is to obey. You ready? Okay, go.
I love paper.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? All right, what do you think? Did she obey? Okay, thank you. Now, that's what obedience is. And it applies as much to Christians when it comes to the commands of God as it does to little children when it comes to the commands of their parents. Being obedient to God is doing what God tells us to do in the way that God tells us to do it, doing the whole job, doing it when He tells us to do it immediately, and doing it with a good attitude. You see, the Bible is more than just a history book. The Bible is more than just a songbook. The Bible is more than just a book of letters. The Bible is more than just a book of stories. And I'm glad all those things are in the Bible, but the Bible is also an instruction manual. And in this book, God gives us instructions. He gives us commands, and He expects us to obey those commands, just like we were trying to get Wilma Jean to obey what I told her to do. For example, let me just give you some examples tonight real quick. When God tells us how to get saved in the Bible, we need to do it God's way. When God says, hey, we're all sinners, and the penalty for that sin is death, and Jesus paid the penalty for that sin, and if you want to get saved, and if you want to go to heaven, you got to do it God's way. I mean, you just need to do what God says, and you need to be obedient. Too many other people, too many other folks are trying to get to heaven in a different way. They're disobedient to the gospel, and they're trying to get to heaven some other way, and that's not being obedient to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And by the way, if you're not saved, you need to pay special attention to that part of obedience that says, do it immediately. Do it immediately. Today's the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. And if you're here tonight and you don't know Christ as your Savior, there's not a better time, there's not an easier time than you to be obedient to the commands of this book and be ye saved by looking unto Jesus. Now, the same thing is true, for example, when it comes to baptism. God says, after you get saved, I want you to get baptized. And I'm going to tell you how to get baptized. It's just like Tricia did last Sunday night. It's being dunked all the way under. It pictures the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You remember last Sunday night as I put her underneath the water. Buried in the likeness of Christ, raised in the likeness of His resurrection. And she understood, just like all of you understand, that baptism doesn't add anything to salvation. It's just a picture of salvation. Now, there's nothing wrong with sprinkling people. There's nothing wrong with any other way of baptism, but it's not the Bible way. I mean, you can sprinkle people all you want, you can baptize them any other way you want, but it's not being obedient to the commands of God. God said, look, I want you to get baptized, but I want you to do it the way that I told you to do it. I want you to picture the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Same thing is true when it comes to coming to church. And I'm just talking about the basic things tonight in the Christian life. Coming to church, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as a manner of some is, but so much the more as you see the day approaching, we're to come together, to exhort one another, to encourage one another, to provoke one another unto love and good works. And that's a command of God. And God wants us to come together. And we need to do it completely. I mean, it's just like when Wilma Jean picked up three pieces of paper and left two. God wants us, listen, Wednesday night is just as important for you as Sunday night, and Sunday morning is just as important as any other time. And Sunday, the fact that we have services means it's important. And I don't want anybody to get mad at me tonight. I'm just trying to help you to see when we obey God, we need to do the whole job. Same thing when it comes to tithing. I believe in tithing. I believe in giving offerings. But you know what? If you're going to be a grump when you do it, you're missing part of the blessing. Wilma Jean didn't get a blessing when she was stomping around. Oh, I got to pick up. Why'd you throw all this paper on? She did that pretty good. Makes you wonder if she's had a lot of practice, doesn't it? Why'd I got to pick up all this paper? Why'd you throw the paper on the floor in the first place? Man, even she picked them up, but she didn't get a blessing because she wasn't happy as she did it. And the commands of God are not grievous. The commands of God bring joy when they're obeyed. And that comes to our giving. I mean, when the offering plate comes by, we ought to be so excited. We ought to give like this. Boy, I'm so excited. I get to give to God today. I get to be obedient to His command to tithe and give my offerings. Look, God's going to bless you. I've never known one person in my life that's been able to outgive God. And don't start giving us and saying, hey, the preacher said if we give, God will give back to us. Not money. But I tell you what, He'll give us something far better than money. I wish I had time tonight. I've had four or five people talk to me this week, couple today, talking about how God has blessed them in different ways. In some of the small details of life. And I just sit back sometimes and I know we got that kind of God, but every time somebody tells me about it, I just look toward heaven and say, thank you, God, for being such a good God. He not only helps us in when the big hard things come in life, but the little things that we face every single day, He takes care of. When we read that verse from, or those verses from 1 Samuel, here's what God was telling us. He's saying, look, I would rather have your obedience than I would your money. I'd rather have your obedience than your time. I'd rather have your obedience than your works. I'd rather have your obedience than your talents. Now, all those other things belong to God, and He sure ought to get them because He's that kind of God. But if we're not going to be obedient to the simple and direct commands He gives us in His book, we're way off base. He anointed Saul to be the king. He said, Saul, Amalekites have been an enemy of Israel for a long time. I want you to take the army, and I want you to go over there, and I just want you to kill them all. I want you to wipe them off the face of the earth. I want you to kill everybody, and I want you to kill all their animals. And Saul and the army went, and they killed everybody but the king. And they killed all the animals except the best of the animals. And I like reading there in chapter 15. Here's Saul. He's leading the army back. He's got the king on a rope behind him. He's got all the animals, and he comes to Samuel, and he says, hey, Samuel! I did exactly what God told me to do. And Samuel says, well, if you did, why do I hear all these cattle lowing? Why do I hear all these sheep bleeding? You were supposed to kill everything. And Saul said, oh, we had a better idea. We said, God likes sacrifice. We'll just bring the best animals back and we'll sacrifice those animals to God. And that will be good. We think we have a better idea on how to get saved. We think we have a better idea on how to get baptized. We think we have a better idea on coming to church, giving. I think we have a better idea on witnessing and telling people about Jesus. Ford may have a better idea, but I tell you what, when it comes to God's commands, we do not. We do not. And it would just be a whole lot better for... Listen, I'll say to every child in here tonight, look at me just one more time. I'm almost done. I promise I'm almost done. Look at me. All the little ones, look at me. You would be a lot better off if you would just decide, whatever mom and dad say, I'm going to do. I'm not going to argue with them. I'm not going to get mad at them. I'm not going to question why they're asking me to do it. You'd be a whole lot happier and a whole lot better off if you would just say, whatever they say, I'm going to do. Now, all the big kids look at me. You will be a lot better off if you just do what God says. Without arguing with them, without debating with them, without even trying to understand what he wants, why he wants you to do something, we would be a lot better off if we would just be obedient to what God tells us to do. The song says, when we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Will you do that? If you're here tonight and you don't know Jesus as your Savior, would you trust Him? And would you be obedient to the gospel that's in the pages of this book? Paul said one time, he wrote to one of his epistles, he says, if anybody comes to you and preaches a different gospel without Jesus Christ, they're lying to you. Because apart from Christ, there is no gospel. There is no gospel. And if you're here tonight and you don't know Jesus as your Savior, would you receive Him tonight? I know most of us are Christians here tonight. And Brother Dick, I want us to sing that song, Trust and Obey, for our invitation tonight. Would you just decide you're going to do that? Just like all of us would be pleased as punch if all these little kids would just decide tonight, I'm going to obey my mom and dad. I'm just going to go home and I'm just going to obey my mom and dad. God would be pleased with us tonight if we would just say, I'm going to obey you. I'm going to obey you. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for tonight. Thank you for that you made the Bible so simple. Thank you that little children can understand it. Thank you that big children can understand it. And I pray tonight, if there's one person here that doesn't know Jesus as their Savior, that tonight they just trust him. They quit trying to do it their own way. They quit trying to figure out a different way to get right with you and quit trying to figure out a different way to get to heaven. And they just be obedient to the way that's in this book. Father, I pray for Christians that are here tonight. Help us to be obedient children. Help us so that you don't have to spank us and correct us. Just help us to trust you and obey. Father, bless the invitation. Help everybody that needs to make a decision for Jesus to make it tonight. For it's in his name we pray. Amen.